We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Glad to be joined here, kicking off the pregame show in the booth by the chairman of the Boston Red Sox, Tom Warner, as we count down to baseball. Tom, good to see you again. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I'm happy that the team is playing at home tonight. Got a lot of ground to cover, but if we go 30-10, then we'll make the playoffs, hopefully.
We'll get your thoughts on where this team stands right now in the final 40 games. But this the number that stands out is not 40. It is 20. 20th annual WEEI Ness and Jimmy Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. And I know for you, Tom, having you had on the show before, this is a very important partnership the team has with the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber.
Well, this is the 69th year of our partnership, and I think it's the strongest of any charity and any sports team in the country, and we're honored to continue the tradition. And as you know, the telethon has raised over $62 million.
Wow.
In the 20 years that we've been here, and you know, just I'm grateful to everybody in Red Sox Nation and around the country who listen to this telethon and watch it and donate.
What does it mean to you when you see guys like Tim Wakefield, Brock Holt, I know Rich Hill and Garrett Whitlock, we're talking about it today. They not only want to be part of this, but they act as captains with the Jimmy Fund. As the chairman of this Red Sox team, that has to bring you some pride. Your players are so involved in a partnership like this.
Well, this goes back to Ted Williams, as you know, and
yeah.
Nate Evaldi is the captain this year. Anybody who has gone to Dana-Farber knows that, you know, baseball is a very special sport, but this is really about a real struggle that these patients are having. And I think that, you know, every year we hear the advances that are happening at Dana-Farber, and it's all due to the contributions of a grateful Red Sox Nation. But you talk to the patients, you talk to the doctors, you talk to the families, the clinicians, the nurses, these are the real heroes. And I just think that I appreciate everybody doing their part. Hopefully, last year I think we raised almost $4 million during these 2 days, and hopefully we can beat that this year.
Over 900,000 already, so off to a good start here on day one, and still plenty of time. And the partners, we'll get to the partners and their challenge here with the Red Sox ownership group. It's unfortunately evident that the team itself, it's right there in the standings out there in left field, 60-62, games back in the wild card and the division. I think fans have been disappointed for sure, Tom. Tell us your thoughts on where the team is right now based on 2 wins away from a World Series just last postseason.
Well, somebody smarter than me said, you know, you are what your record says you are. we are not happy about where we are. It's been disappointing. There's accountability. I mean, we are all accountable. It's frustrating to talk about injuries. It is part of the game, and nobody's going to play a violin song for that. But, you know, we had a stretch this year where we started 4 rookie pitchers day after day for 4 days, and I don't think that happened to the Red Sox in decades. There's been a lot of examination about what happened. As you said, Mike, we were 2 games from going to the World Series last year, and we're disappointed. Season isn't over. Everybody is focused on it. Alex is very optimistic, and you know, we played the Astros recently and played very well against the Astros. We played the Yankees recently and played very well against them. We know what we have to do. Last year, and I'm you know, I think at one point the Atlanta Braves that won the World Series last
yeah.
year were 500
yep.
With almost 50 or 60 games to go. So we know what we have to do, and hopefully, you know, we'll execute.
We're talking to the chairman of the Boston Red Sox, Tom Warner. He's got some great news about the Partners Challenge I want to get to. There was a story in the Globe last week talking about the trade deadline and had some people in the organization quoted as saying there was some confusion about the direction of the team, Tom. I'm curious what you thought of that story, and was that accurate in your mind, what happened here at the deadline, and people maybe not being on the same page?
Well, there was certainly no internal confusion. Heim was charged with trying to see if there was any way we could both improve our team this year and not sacrifice for the future. We were sorry that Vasquez was traded. We thought we got some value out of that, and we kept our core together. And listen, it's no secret that the trading deadline is a very complicated thing, because you certainly don't want to mortgage your future for somebody who may help you for a few games. But I think that we have a strong core, and we all know that the people in the middle of the lineup have to do what they need to do. We need Trevor Story back. We need to get going, and we have the opportunity to do it because we're playing teams in our division.
You mentioned your core, Rafael Devers, Xander Bogaerts. I take calls every night here of fans who they want to hear these guys are back going forward. Xander can opt out. Rafael Devers is a free agent after 2024. How do those guys, in your mind, Tom, fit into the future? Since you said core, they feel like, to me, the core of this Red Sox team.
Let me be clear that we would like to have them back, both of them, and they're important to us. And nothing has been closed out. There will be continued conversations with them, and we would like to have them back. And we think that there's very few people in baseball who is a stronger role model than Xander Bogaerts. He is a stud both on and off the field. Rafi Devers is an all-star third baseman and will be for many years. So, of course, we'd like to have them back.
Do you get annoyed when fans say this is being run like a small market now, that Chaim Bloom's here, when you have the fifth highest payroll in baseball?
We do have consistently...
Maybe fourth.
Consistently, we have one of the highest payrolls in baseball, maybe fourth or fifth. So we don't operate like a small market team. We do have to figure out how to deploy that money. But we are going to continue to have a high payroll. And you can criticize us for, perhaps spending money in the wrong ways. But one of the things we need is we need star players, but we need depth and flexibility. And that's why we played so well last year. And we need the people who are in our lineup to execute. I've been frustrated watching some of our defensive lapses that have cost us games. And, nobody is more disappointed than I and John. And, we suffer when we lose, and I have sleepless nights when we lose. But the season isn't over yet.
All right, well, tonight is about the Red Sox. It is also about raising money for Dana-Farber. And as part of that, the Partners Challenge, Tom, tell us, I know you guys donated a lot last year, and it sounds like my sources tell me we are raising that total for 2022.
Well, we are, Mike. Last year, our partners committed $187,000 to this telethon, and this year we are at $240,000.
Wow.
So we've exceeded our donations last year by over $50,000, and I haven't finished making calls.
I was going to say, well, wait, I need this money to land during my show here, because I want the credit for this time. I want this now from the partners here during the Red Sox pregame
show. Mike, will
show.
You donate $100?
I will donate $100.
Okay, so now we're up to $240,100.
Okay, there we go. Tom, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us. I know you have lots of things to do here tonight. And, again, this is hopefully a dry night. There's some wet weather in the forecast, but some of the stories we heard today should move people to donate to an amazing cause through the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Thank you for spending a few minutes with us.
Thanks for having me on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.